Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS Speaking, how to describe a place famous for festivals in your country. The IELTS speaking test often includes questions about local culture and traditions, making describe a place in your country that is famous for its festivals a popular topic. This theme allows candidates to showcase their knowledge of their homeland while demonstrating their English language skills. Let's explore how to excel in this speaking task and achieve a high band score. Understanding the task. Before diving into the specifics, it's crucial to understand what the examiner is looking for. They want to assess your ability to describe a place and its associated festivals clearly, use a range of vocabulary related to celebrations and locations, speak fluently and coherently, express and justify opinions about the topic. Now, let's break down the task into the three parts of the IELTS speaking test. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner might ask general questions about festivals and celebrations. Here are some possible questions with sample answers. Q. Do you enjoy going to festivals? Band 6-7 answer. Yes, I do. I find festivals very enjoyable because they're usually full of excitement and fun activities. It's a great way to experience local culture and meet new people. Band 8-9, answer. Absolutely. I'm quite passionate about attending festivals. They offer a unique blend of cultural immersion and entertainment. I particularly relish the opportunity to witness traditional customs, savor local delicacies, and engage with diverse communities. It's an excellent way to broaden one's horizons and create lasting memories. Q. What's the most popular festival in your country? Band 6-7, answer. In Vietnam, the most popular festival is probably Tet, which is our Lunar New Year celebration. It's a big event where families get together, eat special foods, and follow traditional customs. Band 8-9 answer. In Vietnam, the undisputed king of festivals is Tet, our Lunar New Year celebration. It's not merely a festival, it's a cultural phenomenon that permeates every aspect of Vietnamese life for several weeks. The festival is characterized by elaborate family reunions, sumptuous feasts featuring traditional delicacies, and the observance of time-honored customs. The atmosphere during Tet is truly electric, with cities and villages alike adorned in vibrant decorations and resonating with the sounds of celebration. Part 2, Long Turn. Here's a sample cue card related to the topic. Describe a place in your country that is famous for its festivals. You should say, where it is, what festivals are celebrated there, when these festivals usually take place, and explain why this place is famous for its festivals. Sample answer, Band 6-7. I'd like to talk about Hoi An, a small city in central Vietnam that's famous for its festivals. Hoi An is located in Quang Nam Province, about 30 kilometers south of Da Nang. The most well-known festival in Hoi An is the Lantern Festival, which happens on the 14th day of each lunar month. During this festival, the whole old town is lit up with colorful lanterns, and it's really beautiful. People release lanterns on the Thu Bon River, which is a nice tradition. Another important festival is the Mid-Autumn Festival, usually in September or October. During this time, there are lots of activities for children, like lion dances and lantern parades. Hoi An is famous for these festivals because of its well-preserved old town, which creates a perfect setting for traditional celebrations. The ancient architecture and narrow streets make the festivals feel very special and authentic. Also, the local people are very enthusiastic about keeping their traditions alive, which adds to the festive atmosphere. These festivals attract many tourists, both Vietnamese and foreign, who come to experience the unique culture and beauty of Hoi An. The combination of history, tradition, and natural beauty makes Hoi An a truly special place for festivals. Sample answer, Band 8-9. I'd like to draw your attention to Hoi An, a captivating small city in central Vietnam that has gained renown for its festivals. Nestled in Quang Nam Province, approximately 30 kilometers south of Da Nang, Hoi An boasts a rich cultural heritage that serves as the perfect backdrop for its celebrated festivals. The crown jewel of Hoi An's festival calendar is undoubtedly the Lantern Festival, which illuminates the city on the 14th day of each lunar month. During this enchanting event, the entire old town is transformed into a mesmerizing sea of light, with thousands of colorful lanterns adorning streets, homes, and shops. The highlight of the festival is the time-honored tradition of releasing lanterns on the Thuban River, creating a breathtaking spectacle that draws visitors from far and wide. Another noteworthy celebration is the Mid-Autumn Festival, typically falling in September or October. This festival showcases a plethora of activities designed to delight children and adults alike, including vibrant lion dances and elaborate lantern parades that wind through the ancient streets. Hoi An's fame as a festival destination stems from its impeccably preserved old town, which provides an unparalleled setting for these traditional celebrations. The fusion of ancient Japanese merchant houses, Chinese temples, and French colonial buildings creates an atmospheric backdrop that transports visitors back in time. Moreover, the fervent dedication of local residents to preserving and promoting their cultural heritage adds an authentic dimension to the festivities that is truly unmatched. These festivals have catapulted Hoi An into the spotlight, attracting a diverse array of visitors from across Vietnam and around the globe. The unique combination of historical significance, vivid traditions, and picturesque natural beauty sets Hoi An apart as a premier destination for those seeking to immerse themselves in the rich tapestry of Vietnamese culture through its festivals. Follow-up questions. How has tourism affected these festivals? Do you think it's important to preserve traditional festivals? Why or why not? Band 6-7, answer, question 1. Tourism has had both positive and negative effects on Hoi An's festivals. On the positive side, it has brought more attention and money to the town, which helps to keep the festivals going. However, sometimes the large number of tourists can make the festivals feel less authentic and more commercial. Band 8-9, answer, question 1. The influx of tourism has had a profound impact on Hoi An's festivals, resulting in both beneficial and detrimental consequences. On the positive side, the increased visibility and revenue generated by tourism have played a pivotal role in preserving and enhancing these cultural events. The economic boost has allowed for more elaborate celebrations and improved infrastructure to accommodate visitors. However, this surge in popularity has also presented challenges. There's a palpable concern that the authenticity of the festivals may be compromised as they increasingly cater to tourist expectations. The delicate balance between maintaining cultural integrity and meeting tourism demands is an ongoing issue that requires careful management to ensure these festivals don't lose their intrinsic cultural value. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q. How do you think festivals contribute to a country's cultural identity? Band 6-7, answer. Festivals are important for a country's cultural identity because they show the traditions and values of the people. They help to keep old customs alive and teach younger generations about their heritage. Festivals also give people a sense of belonging to their community and country. Band 8-9, answer. Festivals play a pivotal role in shaping and reinforcing a country's cultural identity. They serve as living repositories of a nation's traditions, values, and collective memory. By actively engaging people in time-honored practices, festivals create a tangible link between the past and present, fostering a sense of continuity across generations. Moreover, festivals act as powerful vehicles for cultural expression and transmission. They provide a platform for communities to showcase their unique customs, art forms, and belief systems, thereby contributing to the rich tapestry of a nation's cultural landscape. This cultural showcase not only reinforces internal bonds within the community, but also promotes cultural understanding among diverse groups within a country. Additionally, festivals often become symbols of national or regional identity, attracting international attention and bolstering cultural diplomacy. They can serve as a source of pride for citizens and act as a cultural ambassador, offering insights into a country's heritage to the wider world. Do you think globalization is affecting traditional festivals? How? Band 6-7, answer. Yes, I think globalization is affecting traditional festivals in several ways. On one hand, it's making it easier for people from different countries to learn about and experience each other's festivals. But on the other hand, it might be causing some traditional elements to be lost as festivals become more modern and commercial to attract tourists. Band 8-9 answer. Globalization is undeniably exerting a significant influence on traditional festivals, resulting in a complex interplay of effects that are both enriching and challenging for cultural preservation. On the positive side, globalization has facilitated unprecedented cultural exchange, allowing festivals to reach global audiences. This exposure has, in many cases, revitalized interest in traditional celebrations, even among younger generations who might otherwise have been disconnected from their cultural roots. The influx of international visitors has also injected new economic vitality into many festivals, ensuring their financial viability and continued existence. However, this global interconnectedness also poses considerable challenges. There's a growing concern that the authenticity of traditional festivals may be compromised as they are tailored to meet international expectations or commercialized to attract tourism. This can lead to a homogenization of cultural experiences where unique local elements are diluted or replaced by more globally recognizable features. Furthermore, the rapid pace of modernization associated with globalization can accelerate the erosion of traditional skills and knowledge essential to these festivals. As younger generations gravitate towards global culture, there's a risk of losing the intricacies of local customs and rituals. Ultimately, the impact of globalization on traditional festivals is a double-edged sword, offering opportunities for cultural promotion and economic growth, while simultaneously posing risks to authenticity and continuity. The key lies in striking a delicate balance between embracing global connections and steadfastly preserving the unique cultural essence that makes these festivals truly special. Key vocabulary and phrases. To achieve a high band score, it's crucial to use a variety of advanced vocabulary and phrases. Here are some examples used in the sample answers above, along with their meanings and additional examples. Captivating, adjective. Captivating, fascinating or attractive. Example, the captivating performance left the audience spellbound. Renown, fame or celebrity. Example, the chef's renown grew rapidly after his restaurant received a Michelin star. Mesmerizing, adjective, capturing one's complete attention. Example, the mesmerizing sunset over the ocean painted the sky in vibrant hues. Plethora, noun, plare, a large or excessive amount. Example, the museum offers a plethora of exhibits on ancient civilizations. Fervent, adjective, fervent, having or displaying passionate intensity. Example, the fervent supporters cheered loudly for their team throughout the match. Pivotal, adjective, pivotal, of crucial importance. Example, her pivotal research led to a breakthrough in cancer treatment. Intrinsic, adjective, intrinsic, belonging naturally, essential. Example, curiosity is an intrinsic part of human nature. Tangible, adjective, clear and definite, real. Example, the company's success was reflected in tangible improvements in employee benefits. Tips from an IELTS speaking examiner. Practice regularly. Consistency is key. Set aside time each day to practice speaking English, even if it's just for 15 minutes. Record yourself. This allows you to hear your mistakes and areas for improvement. Use a variety of sentence structures. Mix simple, compound, and complex sentences to demonstrate your language proficiency. Develop your ideas. Don't just give short answers. Expand on your points with examples and explanations. Stay up to date. Read news articles and listen to podcasts about current events, especially those related to culture and traditions. Learn idiomatic expressions. Incorporate these naturally into your speech to sound more fluent. Focus on pronunciation. Pay attention to word stress and intonation to improve your clarity. Be confident. Even if you make mistakes, maintain your composure and keep speaking. By following these tips and using the sample answers as a guide, you'll be well prepared to tackle questions about famous festival places in your country during your IELTS speaking test. Remember, practice makes perfect. For more information on describing local festivals, you might find this article on describing a famous local festival in your country helpful. Additionally, if you're interested in learning about other cultural topics, check out this guide on describing a place in your country famous for its art. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.